Kristen Adafi, and this is the third and final part of our three-part video series called Sweet Tweets. And this is the part where we will put all of our code into GitHub and host it in a repository that we can continuously pull from on Azure. We'll also get our web application up and running. We'll make some commits and get those to continuously deploy without us having to do anything in Azure.
Okay, so we're done with this code on our Twitter machine learning project here. So let's talk about getting it into GitHub. So doing a quick search for GitHub, I'm already logged in. I go to github.com, and towards the top right there, I see the new repository button. So I'm going to go ahead and click that to create a new repository to keep all this code in. And I'm going to give it an awesome repository name, no Twitter Azure ML demo. And I am going to make this a private application after I put in a description. And I could do this public. The actual working project repository is a public repository, so anybody can see it. But since this is just for demo purposes, I'll leave it as private. And then I'm not going to do a README just yet. I'll do that later. So once I'm done making the repository, it gives me this awesome command line code right here that I can just copy and paste and create my first commit and a README and push this all up to Git. So if I copy that with that little tool to the right, I can go over to PowerShell and, of course, change directory into my project location. So if I pull back open my Explorer folder, I can copy that address and change directory. And I'll go back to Git real fast and copy this code one more time. And just do a quick Control V. So this is going to initialize Git for me, create a README, push my first commit, and all I had to do is type in my username and password. And so this is all going to be, well, we're going to have to do another commit to get all of our files put in there that we have on Visual Studio Code. But this right here is going to go ahead and push this README file. So I'm just going to redo my username and password real fast. But the great thing about this project here is that we're using Azure. And Azure can pull any changes that we make in Git continuously and update our web application without us having to even go into Azure. So there, I've pushed my first commit, and if I refresh Git, I see that README has been added in that first commit. So let's figure out how we can get our code into this same place. So if I go back over to Visual Studio Code, it's already sensed that some changes have been made in Git and that all of this has been pushed to Git. And so it's asking me if I want to put all of the files that I have in this project onto Git. And I don't really want to do that because some of the files are from the node module. So there's 99 plus files. So I'm going to create this file called .gitignore. And any file name or folder name that I put in .gitignore will tell Git to ignore those files and don't ask to put them into Git. So the first one I have is to ignore my .gitignore. The second one is to ignore my secret keys, all of those keys that we collected in part 2. I don't want people to see them in a public repository, so I'm going to ignore them. The node modules, the entire node modules folder, these packages can be updated or downgraded or names can change, so I don't really want those to be updated. I want my package.json to be included into Git so that if the next person that comes and tries to download this package, this project, won't also have to download all these node modules. They can do it from package.json. And any files that Visual Studio Code makes, I'm going to ignore those as well. So I see that this number that of files that Git wants to manage has now dropped down dramatically to just 7. And so these are the 7 files that I do want, plus my README, to be on my GitHub repository. So I'm going to do an initial commit and hit the checkbox. And this is so easy to do. So I've already made a commit, and now I'm going to either sync or push all of this commit, all of these files, up to my repository. And all I have to do is type in my username and password. And Visual Studio Code takes care of handling all of this for me. It's a very wonderful tool. And so, as soon as I go back to my GitHub repository, I should see... Well, let's make one more change first, but I should see that commit. So, Visual Studio Code is great for markdown files. I'm going to make a little change here because I don't want two headers. I just want one header that says No Twitter Azure ML Demo, even though it's a private repository. But as soon as I made that change, Visual Studio Code noticed that I needed to make a change in my Git. And so it's popped open that one on the side there to let me know that I have one file pending that needs to be uploaded to Git. And so there's this cool feature in Code where we can split panes and preview files. And markdowns are great for previewing, because then I can start typing away and see immediately, almost immediately, what's happening and what I would really see on GitHub. So I can do these pound symbols to make different sized headers. And all the while, Code is updating that Git tab and saying that I made a change and you should commit to Git. So I'm going to make another commit, updated README, and commit this. And so now I've made two commits. And so this time I'll just push this commit, because Sync is also going to pull any commits, but I know I'm the only person working on this repository, so I should be the only one with commits. So if I push that code up to Git, Code's going to be happy and tell me I don't need to do any more committing. And if I refresh github.com, I should see two commits that I have made. So my README has been updated and I see all of these files that I've written in Code, and I can even click on them in GitHub and view the actual code inside. And I can see all the client code that we've created as well. I see the two commits I made, initial commit and updated README commit. And they both happened a minute or 3 minutes ago. So it's really exciting. So let's put all of this code onto Azure and just have it automatically deploy to a web application. So I'm going to search for the Microsoft Azure portal and go to portal.azure.com. And I'm already signed in here, so it's just going to automatically load. So everything I'm doing in Azure is free. Everything I did on GitHub is free. And Visual Studio Code's free, Node's free. It's a free world. So doing a quick search for a web app, or going under the Web Plus Mobile tab, I see web app, and I'm going to create a new Azure web app. I'll call it No Twitter Azure ML Demo. I'm going to keep it in this subscription I have here with MSDN and give it a new resource group. So all the files that are going to be created from this web app are going to be put into this resource group. And later on, I can add other resources into it as well, like a database. And they'll all be in one easy location. So this app service plan, I'm changing it to my free plan, just to make sure that I don't get charged for anything. And so to create a new app service plan, we just click this Create New button here, and it's going to open up a new blade. And so I can give it a name and location, but the important thing here is to choose this pricing tier and click the View All button, because down at the bottom, after we scroll for a second, is the free box. And so that is what I want to use for my free plan. Don't want to be charged for anything today. So if I go ahead and click the Pin to Dashboard checkbox and my Create button, it is going to send me, it's going to a little notification at the top right that talks about the deployment status. And so I'm going to let that go for a second. And over on my dashboard, I see the little symbol where I have pinned this. And so it's deploying the web app and it's giving me a little graphic. It should take just a second, but as soon as it's done, we'll have a working web application that we can start editing. So it's done, and I've got a little notification with a green check mark, and it's loaded this page for me. So I can do a bunch of stuff with settings here. I can click this URL and go straight to the website and see that I have this automatic templated web app has been successfully created HTML page. So let's change that. So if I go to tools, we're going to set up GitHub first. So under settings, if I click on deployment source and choose source, GitHub is already there for me. And I've already signed into GitHub, and so my authorization is good to go. And so it's going to pull all the projects, all the repositories that I've pushed to my GitHub, and there I see the No Twitter Azure ML demo that I made just minutes ago. I put it all under master branch, and nothing to worry about there. And if I click OK, it's going to go ahead and start trying to pull my latest commit. And so if I let that go for a second, it should pop something up that says it is pulling my code from GitHub and setting up an automatic deployment. So like I said, anytime I make a change to my GitHub, anytime I push a new commit, anytime I go in Visual Studio and just sync, it's going to pull that code from GitHub and into Azure and automatically update my web application. So I see it pulling that latest commit, updated README. While that's going, I can go ahead and get Visual Studio Online set up. It's basically Visual Studio Code, but online. So under Tools, if I click Visual Studio Online, it's going to ask me if I want to turn this on. And so I say yes, on. And then after a second, it's going to pop up this Go button. So if I click that, it'll take me to the code editing, but I want to hold off on that until I know my deployment is done from GitHub. So I'm going to check back on my deployment source and see the status of that latest pull. And it has failed. Not to worry though, because if I click on it, I can kind of see some more descriptions of what's going on. And I can also click this redeploy button. So it makes it really easy to kind of fix the issues. So I'm just going to try redeploying this. And I see that it is updating, trying to pull that commit again. I'm going to close this tab there, let that go for a second. And it's successfully completed. And now we have our green check mark that says active. So if I click on this URL, I know I'm not going to see what I want to see because I don't have my keys put into this code yet. So I know I'm going to get some sort of error. So let's go over to Tools and Visual Studio Online to code and fix these key issues. So now it's opening up this other tab, and here I basically have what looks like Visual Studio Code online. And so I can go through all the files that I put onto GitHub and see exactly the ones that I had before. I know I need to add in my keys. So I'm going to go ahead and add the file secretconfig.json. Oops, I have to change that file extension. Jump back over to Visual Studio Code and grab those secret keys. Paste those in, do a little blurring, and change the name to JSON. Okay, so there's a couple different ways that we can run files now that we are in Visual Studio Online. One way is just going to the site and clicking refresh. Another way is to, of course, go into the box here with all this information and just click the URL button. I'm getting a different error this time, so that's good. And so I still need to update a couple of things. So to see kind of the console on the server, I can click that run button. That's another way to get this application to run. And this gives me a little more information about what's going on. So here I see an error about server.js. But that's a problem because I don't have server.js. And it's looking for server.js. I'm going to click this web.config link. And I see it's looking for server.js. And this is in another pane. Much how we did with Visual Studio Code. And so I need to do a find and replace for everywhere I see server.js in this file to main.js, because that's the file that I have. So if I do Control F, I can find all the server.js's and replace it with main.js. So I could do this individually. Or I can hover over, and there's a button that says replace all. So I can replace one individually, or I can replace all here. And that's just going to go ahead, and I know all the server.js's in this file need to be main.js. I'm going to do that. So that's one of our issues. Another issue is that we don't have those couple of files in the right place. So I know it's not going to work again, but we'll see what it says this time. Okay, so we are actually getting our index.html file, which is great. We are not getting our functions to work correctly. And it's listening on port, whatever that is, from Azure. So it's not 3000 anymore, it's this Azure port. So let's go ahead and fix where these files need to go. That one needed to be under controllers, under JS, in the client side. And app also needs to be under JS, under client. And so Visual Studio Code has realized that I've made some changes. And so if I do another commit here, update a file structure, do a quick little sync. Type in username and password. But it should go ahead and recognize on Azure that I'm making this additional commit and update my web application. So I've made this commit. I'm going to check my deployment on Azure to make sure that it's working properly. soon as this all loads, I can go to the deployment source and view that the latest commit has in fact been made. And if I go back to my site and refresh and try again, it does in fact work this time. All is up and running and good to go. Can try my name again. And I'm all positive today. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this video.